Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Thank you, Evelyn Brooks. Thank you. It's such an honor to be here today. And in this moment of pause and involuntary Sabbath, this moment in time, beyond time, really is such a great reexamining. And I feel so moved to share with you the resources that I think are going to make a profound difference on vibrant immunity, vibrant health. I want to start real quickly, just super quickly. I did something yesterday with Rachel Epstein. She's the wife of Dr. Gerald Epstein, who passed away. So here's an exercise I want to share with you right up front. It's very simple. All I want you to do is I want you to exhale three times, and you could do this in the morning. Exhale three times, and I want you to see a red ring of fire, and I want you to feel it, sense it, and before you leave the house, the apartment, go with it. And if you have someone that's open, I want you to give them the red ring of fire. It's a relational imagery. And this will protect you and keep you safe and in tune. The red ring of fire exercise. Very simple. And it was developed by Colette, Kabbalah teacher from Israel. And I'm going to give away this audio that I just did on imagery to protect us and basically connect us and bless us during this challenge, so we can come away richer and more awareness. So I got my wonderful people. They're more than my people. They're my family, my vibrant family. I got Dr. Gail Randall with us today. She is the general. She's someone that my relationship goes beyond time. She's been a professor. She's an internationally recognized medical doctor. She's an innovator in the field of whole spirit, whole soul, whole true holistic healing. She works with nutrients, not just of the nutritional realm, but the spiritual realm. I'm honored to ongoingly discover and learn new things. And here you are live today, Dr. Gail Randall. Welcome.
Thank you, Glenn. You gave me goosebumps.
Thank you. I'm expressing the correct thing if that's occurring. It's got to be physical. So we got to be able to transfer this energy back and forth. You're so kind. You wrote of our new series on sound healing. You wrote the sound lady. He called her a master. I think that was interesting. That was a powerful thing. The sound lady's with us. Kathleen Negi. I did that well. Wow, it's amazing. I didn't pop the L on there. What moved you to call her a sound master? And we're going to talk about sound today. The vibrancy of sound, how sound could help your immunity now. We're going to talk about sound as a practical healing tool, as a way to help you get more in rhythm, is a way to have you experience a deeper quality of healing in your life. But you called her a sound master. I know you do things intuitively. You're a veteran. What moved you to call her a sound master?
Well, I read a little bit about her, but I tuned in, which I like to do, to her. And I called her a sound master and healer because she healed herself of asthma at the age of 40. And she knows how to raise frequency, energy, harmonics, and to heal. And so I imagine she knows how to do that for our immune system, and that's what we need right now.
So. Yes. And I'm going to give you guys one more exercise. It's an exercise for optimism, how to go from fear of the future to optimism in a little bit. So I want to welcome Kathleen Nagy, the sound lady or the sound master, depending who you speak to. I guess if you speak to Dr. Randall, you're going to be the sound master. I want to welcome you for this series on vibrant sound. And I call it vibrant sound because sound is a sort of thing. I'll give you guys a quick example. A friend of mine's a dentist, and his brother's a dentist. And what happened was he was in depression for like 3 or 4 years in Boston. He wouldn't leave the house. And his brother said, please, just come with me once. I need you to come with me to this concert. And reluctantly, he went. And after the concert, his depression lifted. That concert shifted his whole system. I was engaged in finding with someone like the sound lady. We had a remarkable connection. And here you are, Kathleen. Introduce yourself to the audience and warm welcome. I just want to go over the panel, but say something and then I'm going to go right to you. I'm just going to everybody else. I'm going to acknowledge everybody else on the panel and then go right to you. But say something. Sound off to us.
It's so great to be here with all of you. I'm very excited about talking to everyone and sharing this information. I can't wait.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Beautiful. Thank you. I'm so happy to share this. And we have a free resource we'll share with you about immunity and sound, something you could, we're going to give you the link. All right. Lisa LaRose is our producer. She's made a profound difference. She's been a family member for 18 years. And here she is today. Thank you again for your extraordinary assistance and welcome. You're a practitioner. I call you the frequency girl because you like the name and I like saying it. Welcome.
I'm going to have that as a superhero, as second of my superpowers.
Oh, far out. Good,
so
good.
It's an honor to be with all of you today. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Lisa. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I call all right, her the wise woman of our panel. She's the.
I know. You love Lisa to pieces, Scott. How do you do really well with this, Lisa?
Yeah, thank
Gail,
you.
I trust Gail.
Yeah. Thank you, Gail. I'm wisdom, and that's the motto of my T-shirt today. So thank you.
I'm sorry.
Say it again, Lisa. You broke up for you broke up for a second. Please share that again.
I said I have a T-shirt on today that says I am wisdom, and I said so. Gail, thank you for intuitively acknowledging that.
I've called you that. Thank you before, but that's when I tune into you. That's what I get too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Very much.
I have so much
you.
Love for you, my dear.
Thank you.
I'm feeling it in my heart, feeling my chest. She is the dog mystic. Sherry Marquez has a gift to share with people. And if you love dogs and you want to have them stay in their home forever in more harmony and peace, and the gift of who they are adds healing and wonder to your life. The forthcoming book is The Dog Mystic, Being in Deep Tune with Your Dog. Sherry Marquez, welcome. I love you. I love what you say to me. You give me so much wonderful feedback, and we had a wonderful session this morning. I appreciate you. Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate you too. Thank you so much, and I am so glad to be here. And hello, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hi, Sherry. Love you.
I love you guys. I'm so glad. I'm so grateful to be here. For sure.
All right. Marta, are you chiming in today? Marta Martinez, are you there? Marta? Marta has a six-year-old boy. And I'm sure the six-year-old boy is saying to Marta, not now, we got to play. We cannot do this other serious stuff. All right, that's what the boy is saying. She might show. Marta is my beloved acupuncturist, and we're opening up our network nationally. We're putting a summit together. I'll be sharing that with you. All right. Boy, I tell you, there's so much good energy that just happened. My whole field shifted. That's good. Thank you deeply. Kathleen, let's go to your story. Our beloved Dr. Randall mentioned the healing of asthma. Share with us how you came in. You know, the way this works in our lives is we get told who we are. This is what we do. This is how you do it. This is how we should do it. And we get used to a lot of other scripts, and we kind of forget who we are and our relationship to the whole. How did this come in your life? How did you become what Dr. Randall calls a sound master? How did you become the sound lady? Share with us our story of how you listened. Like, what happened? I mean, when I spoke to you, one of the things that happened to me was I paid attention to all those moments. Something I heard deeply impacted me, a soundtrack, a certain song. And what you do is you kind of help people get in touch with their own signals or the signals of sound that could transform them and heal them. How did that start for you? And welcome.
Well, it's wonderful to be here. I'm honored to be with this group of people. It started for me really young. My Italian mother sang all the time. My two sisters and myself sang all the time. We did dishes after meals in three-part harmony, singing Broadway tunes. So singing and music was always a huge part of my life, and so I wanted to be a musician. I played the French horn, and I just wanted to be the best musician I could be because I just had so much fun listening. You know, listening was my dominant sense. I'm very lazy with my eyes. What I see with my eyes is not nearly as important to what I hear. I'm wired for sound as opposed to vision. And so I went to college and studied music and played in symphony orchestras and did for 20 years, you know, taught music, directed musical theater, and played in orchestras and bands. But I came to a point where I really felt like there was so much more to music than just entertaining people. Excuse me. So I decided that I was going to kind of retire from classical music around the age of 40 because, you know, I spent so much time in the orchestras really honing my listening skills and being able to hear, you know, the second clarinet and the viola and the cello and the trombone and know how my part fit into, you know, perfectly balanced, perfectly in rhythm, perfectly in tune. And there was all of that had to happen to make music with the group of people. And I felt like I could use my energy better, that there was more to music than in entertaining people. And so I moved from sound and music for entertainment to sound and healing. And it was around that time when I was just looking into the sound and healing around the age of 40 that I got diagnosed with asthma. And I said to myself, well, if I'm going to, I really hated taking those meds that made you so jittery. And,
yes.
People who've had to take them know it's like, you know, drinking 10 cups of coffee. And I'm not someone who handles caffeine well. I mean, you have to peel me off the ceiling when I do caffeine. I do decaf exclusively, and that still does it for me. But I decided that I was going to try and just make sound. I remember sitting on one day with my horn in my lap on a chair with a music stand in front of me with no music on it. And I was terrified. But I knew that I could make sound in a way, in a new way that meant more to me. So I just started making sounds on the horn. And they were almost birthing sounds. And I learned that I could play my horn in a whole different way. And I started to play and sing notes on the horn at the same time and create this whole harmonic chord, that one of the sounds, you know, that I made. So I'm going to do it just with my lips and my voice. It's not going to sound as nice as it would on a French horn.
Okay.
So basically, when you buzz a note and sustain that note with your lips and you hum a note at the same time, you can create this whole chord. So it sounds something like this. So the French horn amplifies that and resonates it, make it sound really nice, but there's this huge chord. And so I was playing, when I had my asthma, I thought, well, if there's anything to this sound healing, I should be able to find a note that makes my lungs vibrate, that would really oxygenate my lungs. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of hummed around until I found a note that made my lungs feel the best and vibrate the most, because I figured vibration meant oxygenation, and oxygen will cure anything. Well, oxygen cures a lot of things. And so you have to be careful. And so I figured out the chord to play that resonated, you know, with my lungs. And I played it 20 minutes a day. And after a week or two, I didn't need my inhalers anymore. Mm-hmm. And after a couple of months, the asthma was completely gone. And then wow. I really became a believer in sound, you know, for healing. You just, yes. I say to people, matter vibrates. And most people will agree with me on that. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. not hard to, matter vibrates. Okay, sound is vibration. Mm-hmm. Well, duh, yeah, sound is vibration. Well, you put those two together, sound affects matter. Mm-hmm. You just have to have the right note for the right piece of matter. And that's what I've been mm-hmm. studying, low these many years. I did that. I played my horn. I made tapes. One of the tapes that we're going to audio files, it was a tape back then when I made it. It was cassette tape because that was back in the 90s. But one of the things that I'm offering today to let everyone know, there's a free immune support audio file that you can download from either the Sound Lady Boston on Facebook or thesoundlady.com, which is my webpage. And there's really a great story that goes along with that immune file. I was playing these harmonics every day as a meditation on my horn because they just made me feel good. I mean, there was no logical reason in the world why I should be playing these notes and sounds together for certain systems and organs of my body. But it made me feel so good that I wanted to do it every day. I did it for about 15 years, and in those 15 years, I didn't get sick. I'd feel a scratch in the back of my throat, you know, like a cold was starting, and in a couple of hours, it'd be gone, disappeared, never manifests. And I wanted to see what the correlation was to the sounds the harmonics that I was playing every day, and how well I was feeling, and how pumped my immune system was. I didn't know how to prove it or how to see it until I found a new age shop that had a Kirlian camera, a camera that did aura imaging. And so I went in and made a deal with the owner of the store. I said, I'm going to do a bunch of before and after pictures. So we'll take my picture of my aura first, and then I'm going to play harmonics that deal with circulation. So the heart chakra. And the heart. So I played the harmonics of that organ and chakra for three to 5 minutes, and then we took another picture. And the picture, the software just blew me away, what the software was saying and how it said, oh, it started, this chakra started as, you know, what they called blue and desiring peace and calm. And then it went to like intense healing energy after five minutes of playing. And this whole study is on my website, and you can see the before and after pictures
and
that
I
did.
I want to encourage people to order this immunity one, because what's happening now, and I'm going to give you guys an imagery for this, is that people are holding their breath, they're tightening around their rib cage, and they're in a protective mode. So we're doing a whole series on vibrant immunity as it relates to vibrant immunity as it relates to movement, breath, and really begin to be in relationship with your immune system rather than think you got to do something. There's a doing part, but there's another part. There's a being part. Share with people right now why this immunity tape could help them from the inside and help them, if you will, be proactive. With this, because a lot of us, we know we got to wash our hands and stay 50 feet away from each other. Stay away from each other. But I think what's missing in this thought virus of panic is the realization that we have this healing system, pharmacy, this sound system within us. Share briefly. Then I want to open it up, Kathleen. I want people to share. I heard Dr. Randall say a few ahas. I've been tuning into the group. Share people why this is so valuable right now, as a morning practice or evening practice. Because another paradox right now as I speak to you, the dolphins are swimming in the Riviera. There's a lot of things happening right now that's sort of miraculous because people have paused and stepped back, and the opportunity for them to exhale fully and to do an imagery exercise is so greatly needed. So a lot of people are shape-shifting right now. They call it crisis. How would this help their immunity? Share with people why this exercise will help their immunity.
Well, people are in a mindset now that is open to finding new tools for their toolbox.
So much is changing. And when the rug gets pulled out from under us, very often the old tools that we have in our toolbox aren't working anymore. And it's time, mm-hmm. it's time for new tools. And this is a new tool. It's an audio file that you can download and put on your phone. You can put on your laptop, on your tablet. I do suggest listening, though, with headphones and not just with the speakers from your phone, because the harmonics are so rich that you really won't be able to receive them all unless you've got a good pair of headphones on. But it's, I heard a doctor say the other day, as they were talking about, well, people were saying, yeah, we need to build our immune system, but there isn't a pill that you can right. take to build your immune system.
Yeah.
There are sounds that you can listen to that will build your immune system.
Give out the website address. Give out where people get the free immune audio file from you, please.
It's thesoundlady.com, and just go under the shop tab and pull down, and you'll see the different audio tapes that I have for lymph and kidney and digestion and colon and all, but the immune support says free for March.
Beautiful.
And you just click on that and download it and listen with headphones. And all, you really don't even have to pay attention to it. It's working with your body, whether you want it to or not.
How about earbuds? Will earbuds work?
Yeah, earbuds, fine, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't,
you know,
don't expect
you,
a little.
You probably know this, Kathleen, but there is research, and it's not new. It's something we've known. I used to go around the country and lecture on the science behind mind-body medicine, that people that play horns, I mean, or just listening to horn music or playing horn music is healing. I mean, this is something that we know already, and also singing. So, you know, the scientific basis behind sound healing is not new, but I love what you're doing because it's a new take on it. It's something that we can play and listen and heal from. So thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm. I want to invite everybody to speak to you as, you know, in this conversation. And I want to give a 10-second imagery exercise, just 10 seconds. So I just did something yesterday. It's we have many ongoing dialogues on vibrant immunity. So this one is on imagery with Rachel Epstein. She's Dr. Jerry's wife, who's a genius at this. So here's the exercise. This is one for going through hopelessness and fear of the future. And this is the medicine. This is the imagery of optimism. So I want you to exhale. All the imageries begin with exhale. You exhale three times. And I want you to visualize your breathing in the color of a rainbow, color of a rainbow. So anytime you feel like you want to get a sense of optimism, feel the color of the rainbow, the color of the rainbow. I'm Glenn Brooks. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network here as we expand throughout the country. The Sound Lady, the Master Sound Lady, is with us today, Kathleen Nagy. Okay, go ahead. By the way, I want to do this open. What's moving you about this conversation about sound and residents, and that this is inner medicine, and we can activate our immune system, our vibrant immune system? Which vibrant team member is going to say the next word, Kathleen? Who's going to be next? Are you tuning into the next person? Could you hear them?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let them speak then. Please speak.
First of all, Kathleen, this is Lisa. I wanted to say thank you very much. You know, I healed asthma, but not in such an amazing way that you did. And I would have loved to have had those tools. And I think, you know, especially with everything that's going on right now in the whole respiratory and the breath, that what you're sharing is so amazingly profound. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the 432 frequency and how we can tune into different frequencies for healing. And you gifted both Glenn and I with a really amazing session that we could tune into the different chakra frequencies that and tones that would help in the healing. And I'd like to encourage everybody to book a session with Kathleen to do that, because it was absolutely fabulous and very, very grounding and centering. And I felt it throughout my whole body. So thank you again.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah, Lisa, thank you for saying that. Is there anyone else that wants to talk?
Well, I think it would be really radical and amazing to combine
the chakra frequency with the color that I'm like very attuned to color, as you are to sound, and every chakra has a color.
Right.
So you can breathe in the rainbow, like, you know, you could start with your root. It's funny, I wore red pants today. From from your feet up to your root chakra is red, and then from your, you know, then orange, and then yellow is your upper stomach, green is your heart, blue is your throat, indigo is your third eye, and of course violet is your crown chakra. So you could breathe in the rainbow that way, and in the corresponding, those are the chakras, sound that you create would be a super amplified boosting for your immune system, I think.
Yeah.
Kathleen, Kathleen, you have a beautiful way of communicating the chakra system that I love. Share with people the language that you use when you talk about the chakra system in a way that I just find to be brilliant. What's your definition? So people who aren't familiar, they're somewhat familiar. How do you describe the chakra system as a inner healing modality that we have access to?
Well, in my chakra sound spa experience MP3s that are basically tuned to all the possible scales that would light up and vibrate everyone's chakras.
Well, you talked about the cellular. You talked about the cellular. How do you say it in your language?
Right.
You're dealing
right
with the cellular.
So this is not. Yeah, this is not like your grandfather's chakra meditation stuff.
Exactly.
A totally new perspective from the perspective of a sound master. All
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So
sound master, please.
I see chakras as the emotional energy cellular distribution system of your body. Your chakras are energetically intertwined with major glands of our endocrine system, right? The endocrine system makes hormones and turns all kinds of things on and off, on and off, on and off. So the chakras, when you find the notes that resonate your personal chakra, what your personal chakra scale is, and you listen to the guided meditations with those notes, your body instantly relaxes. It's like it says, they're playing my song, Ma. They're playing my song. and your body just evens everything, all the emotions out, and everything calms and centers and grounds
you. All right, we're gonna take a brief pause, Kathleen and Vibrant Living team. Your life's precious. Breathe in, exhale three times, and see that rainbow. Feel that rainbow. It's optimism. It takes you out of the future and into the holy now, into this precious moment. I'm Glenn Brooks. Stay tuned. Stay with us.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life, ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs, and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome. By the way, I appreciate your lungs, your respiratory system. When you exhale, I exhale. When you move, I move. we have this relationship, right? We have this way of tuning into each other. I'm Glenn Brooks for the Vibrant Living Network. We're putting together a summit as we tune into each other. The Vibrant Living Summit is upcoming. We're going to be working with speakers, and also we're expanding our network. So if you're interested, be in touch. At the end of the show, I'm going to give you a phone number. It's 413-345-3747. 413-345-3747. If you're a rainmaker, a game changer, and your work is beyond the formula, like Kathleen, the sound master is, be in touch. I work with people who want to own the stage and deliver their powerful message, and I welcome you to the Vibrant Living Network. All right, I want to include Sherry Marquez, the dog mystic, in this conversation of the power of the invisible. Sound is invisible. A lot of what happens in our daily experiencing is invisible. Part of the Vibrant Immunity series, and you're going to be meeting some really true wisdom-filled people, is to really wake that up and appreciate it. Because a lot of times, as Kathleen, you said so well, a lot of times we think in the pill box, and this is another medicine, and it's a medicine we could share with each other. So, Sherry, I want you to comment on what Kathleen's saying about sound and related to dogs. Both have hidden medicines. The music has hidden medicine. Dogs have hidden medicine. And you're the dog mystic. Who better to ask? Welcome.
Thank you. Music is energy, and energy is all around us. And, you know, the music definitely has an effect on the dogs, for sure. You know, I mean, like when you're playing relaxing music, it kind of like puts them into a relaxing mode. And, you know, especially with the sound healing. If you do a sound healing with the dogs around, they will definitely pick up on the healings and the frequencies. And I mean, their senses are so much more amplified, so they're probably getting a more intense healing than humans. So, you know, that's always a beautiful thing.
Sherry, my dog always used to sit at my feet when I played these harmonics. And until I played the last harmonic pair, he didn't like that sound. It wasn't for him, and he would get up and leave the room at the exact same time every day.
See, they're creatures of habit. That's proof right there. They're total creatures of habit, and he knew exactly when that note was coming. Like, all right, I don't like it, I'm walking away. But everything else was like perfect. That's so cool. And sitting at your feet, so he felt all he heard everything, but he felt all the vibrations as well. So
right.
Beautiful. Right. Kathleen, let me ask you: have you heard of the instrument called an African instrument called a kora?
No.
It's kind of like a harp. A larger style harp, but they make it, it's all handmade, and it's made out of like a gourd. So a gourd with like, it's very long and tall, but it has a harpy, majestic sound to it.
Hmm.
So
no, I haven't had the pleasure.
I have a deposit down on a kora, so I'm excited to get it and start learning how to play it. For sure.
Is it like a didgeridoo?
That's what I was thinking.
When you say harp, I think stringed instrument, but then you said gourd.
No, it is a stringed instrument, so it is like a harp. So there's no, like, you know, you more or less, I think you have to play it with your fingers, just like the harp, but it's the way that you hold it is like totally different. But,
I mean, holding harps, playing a cello, or even the French horn, you know, where we put our hands in the bell, and you're just surrounded by the sound, and it goes right into your body. That analog sound is very, very healing.
Yes.
One of the things we were going to talk about, Kathleen, and this is probably a good moment, because I was going to say that when my psychiatrist friend, my we were like family members, he called me up one day and he said, Boober, you got to come pick up this Rottweiler. And literally I was up there in an hour to pick the Rottweiler up. But one of the things, the Rottweiler, Ben, he'd lean in and he'd breathe. And when I noticed it impacted my whole system, that lean, there's certain breeds that lean in. Like they put their, I don't know all the breeds, Sherry, but they know there's leaning in breeds. And the whole thing is to lean into you and you could feel their breath and their energy. And I know that being around Ben was very stabilizing and rooting for me, and particularly my son and then my daughter. And my son, Ben needed to connect with my wife and how he did it. So when I left the house the first day, Donna was doing a back bend. And he basically got up, laid on her mat so she could do nothing other than lay on him. So she had to land on him. That was her way of introducing himself to Donna. And so the leaning in breeds seem to be about these robust breaths, and they kind of let you know they're right there. So when I'm listening about sound, and I know what I wanted to have you comment on, Sherry, I want you to answer this question in your own way. So, Kathleen, you talked about how your sound, your listening, changed. Your ability to listen to things changed in your life, and that opened up a new life for you. Listening.
Yeah. Basically, studying music and sitting in the middle of a symphony orchestra, you develop very highly honed listening skills because you need to be fit into that group, and you need to know what every person in that group is doing. So your ears begin to be able to separate out the clarinet from the oboe, from the bassoon, from the cello, from the trumpet or the trombone. I mean, you listen at all these different levels, and that's natural for me. Because I'm a listener, I'm a sound person, and I love listening. And so, you know, all the different things that I could hear was more fun. I mean, that was how I learned how to stop my brain from meditating. I'd play that harmonic chord, and I'd tell my brain, identify all of those notes that you hear. And it would eventually give up and go blank.
Sherry, you started to listen to dogs at a very young age. You're a dog listener. And when you listened to them, it opened up a new world for you. What was that like to gain the listening of dogs? And I know you said other animals too. You said all animals you started to listen to. Right now, we're in a time of new listening, where we go from crisis to a new listening. How did that impact you? And it's impacted you so deeply that I feel it's still very much unfolding with the new fresh wisdom for you and gift. When did you notice this listening and your life? When did you go, oh, my God, I listen to animals in a way? Because you've expressed it in different stories, but when did you first notice animal listening?
Well, I never thought of it as animal listening, I guess. I just knew that my connection with animals was so deep that, like, at the earliest age of an adult asking me, like, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I like, my answer has always been, I just want to do something with animals. So, you know, that has just been a knowing from birth, you know? I mean, like, you know, the beautiful thing with that connection is it's almost like all the instruments that are playing in an orchestra. Everything is all interconnected and playing in a beautiful way. So that's what we have to look at right now in with the earth and what is going on. We need to find that interconnected bond that we have with people, animals, the earth, and, you know, just know that this cleansing is needed and we need to just stay healthy and the sound healing is definitely an amazing healing attribute for sure.
You, Sherry.
Beautiful, Sherry. Beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, I want to say that you and Dr. Gail Ramble opened my listening up. So one is when I heard the story, when you were, it's interesting. So Dr. Gail Randall, when she was between 3 and 4, went out from her parents' house on her own to visit the horses. And she became an animal. She attuned to them in a way that transformed her life and transformed them. It was a transformative moment for you. And your story is when you were a little girl on the beach. I think you were between 3 and 5, and you said you tuned in particularly and listened to the dog that was sick.
I didn't tune into the dog. The dog just felt my energy and wanted to be by me because I was sleeping.
Okay.
So it had nothing to do with me. It
so the dog me. The
my,
dog
my
came
peaceful,
the dog came to you.
Peaceful energy. My
yes.
peaceful energy that yes. he knew that I would bring him peace. So unfortunately he passed away, but it was right next to me. So while I was sleeping, he passed away, so dogs just have that knowing of he wanted to go peacefully, and that's what happened. You know, so
give out your website. The Dog Mystic's with us today, Sharon Marquez. She's a regular team member. Her book, her forthcoming book, is The Dog Mystic, on being in deep tune with your dog. How can people reach you?
I have smartpawsdogtraining.com, and I also have thedogmystic.com.
Thedogmystic.com. Marta, are you there? Martinez, are you there right now? Checking. I was listening for you, Marta. I was listening to you. Hello, Janet. She's with her 6-year-old commander. We got the general, Dr. Gail Randall. So right now, people are coming to see you. There's a time of crisis and fear. What's your antidote today? What's your remedy today that you want to share with people, Dr. Randall?
Well, I'm doing a lot of breathing because I'm teaching people to breathe. I'm teaching them to, like you said, optimism. I'm teaching them to focus on the things they do have and not the things they don't have. And I'm also teaching them to look at nature and get out in nature. There's no restrictions, and nature is not canceled. As a matter of fact, the earth is waking up and she's telling us, thank you. So she's saying thank you, and she's so happy for our new behavior. And my hope and dream, and it seems to be coming a reality, that people are realizing what our behavior has done to the earth and what our changed behavior can accomplish, and that we can become the guardians of this earth like we originally agreed. So
Uh-oh.
It's a beautiful time. Yeah.
Yay. Goosebumps.
Beautiful. Yeah, big goosebumps. Very true.
I think what's expanded my world, and I was meeting with Rachel yesterday, Epstein. And she was saying that one of the people in the group was on a respirator. And then I heard another person say someone else was on a respirator. And one of the things we talked about, and this tape is available for free on Vibrant Imagery, myself. And this is an ongoing series. One of the things she talked about is how we give each other breath. And that, you know, when we visualize that rainbow and we do that morning exercise, and the morning exercise is to surround yourself with that red fire ring, the red fire ring. Exhale 3 times. And put it on the morning, you could put it on with your beloved friends. In some sense, the freeness of your breath is contagious. So when you exhale during the day and you feel that sense of rainbow, it's contagious to people. And I guess what's happened this last few weeks, I guess what it was is all of a sudden I've heard about people that I have a sense that I love them and I'm connected to them. And to hear they've been going through this appearance. And at the same time, what we covered yesterday and we'll cover right now is to somehow don't give your energy to the dragon of one appearance. In other words, don't give your attention to the fear of the future, to keep going back to the breath and exhale 3 times. So when you see people right now in your practice, what's the number one medicine do you feel people are craving that you've been sharing with people? I know you mentioned optimism. Is there anything that you're also finding that this moment, And it's a moment of a new opening, perhaps a new immunity that we're all, the thing is, we're all sharing it.
Yeah, optimism and gratitude, you know, for what we actually have. Gratitude makes you feel like you have enough, you know, so that feeling of disparity or I can't do this, I can't do that, is sort of melted by gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Very true.
But there are medicines that people can take to improve their immune system. I've put up posts on that. They can check my Instagram.
Go ahead. Yeah, please give out the Instagram, Gail. Go ahead and give out your Instagram.
It's at Dr. Gail Randall. Also, I just recently put up a whole protocol because, of course, I've been constantly studying this virus. Look, I was weaned on HIV. You know, when I was an intern, HIV
yes.
came out, people were dying like flies. We had to gown and glove and boot, and, you know, they were in double isolation chambers until we learned how the virus behaved. And once we learned how it behaves, it's not a problem anymore. You notice nobody dies of HIV anymore because we know how it behaves. We know how to prevent it. So the same with the COVID virus. It's wimpy. Just like the HIV.
I love
virus.
That you said that. I want you guys to listen to that. When you said that to me last night, there's a certain medicine. We're not hearing that in the media. Please say that again.
It's weak, you know, and it's very easy to kill. So if you get it before it gets, even when it's in your throat, if you drink frequent hot liquids, anything that cuts through, it has a fatty envelope. That's its Achilles heel. So alcohol, lemon, vinegar will cut through that fatty envelope and kill this virus, even if it's in your throat. It'll stay in your throat for up to 2 weeks and you can kill it. Soap kills it. You know, so come in the house, take off all your clothes, wash them, go take a hot shower, wash your hair, and, you know, just keep good protocol, you know, distance and, you know, if you have gloves, wear them. If you can't get gloves because people have bought them all, use your kitchen gloves and then just disinfect them when you get home. Leave your shoes at the door. Mm-hmm. Alcohol them off with your gloves on, then wash your gloves. It's not hard. We can do this. We can beat this enemy. It's faceless, sexless, bipartisan, but it's very weak. It's a weak virus.
I was inspired that you would say that because the message, I think, in mass consciousness right now is so much the opposite. And to hearing a UCLA-trained doctor who's such a brilliant innovator and healer say that, I want you guys to really exhale into that this virus is weak. And that if we practice these things with awareness and love and give it to someone else, give this – when you exhale, see someone else exhaling. So if you will, we have one respiratory system, one immune system. In some ways, we're energizing and replenishing it for each other. This series that I'm doing with Rachel Epstein, we're really getting into how to use imagery as a way of life, as a way of healing. And that's I think the imagery that's associated. So the other night when I was talking to Dr. Randall, it was 12 o'clock East Coast time, and she said to me, "Go take a shower." And it was like the medicine of her voice, the power of her languaging. Impacted my cells. I was so much stronger in the morning. And part of what we need to do each day is practice the purification. So when we give language to something, we give it energy. Give it the language that the virus is wimpy, it's weak, and that we have the if you will, the divine power, inclination to eradicate it through apple cider vinegar, soap. When you take a shower, see everything coming off you. Exhale three times and see that rainbow. The purpose of the rainbow is to stop the future talk and feel that optimism now. And when you see other people, let that be your silent blessing to them. Send them the rainbow. I want to give an open, Sherry, you know, when I want to say in relation to my dog, it actually turned me on. Ben, my Rottweiler, gave me the baton to reach you. So at some point, he said, at some point, Glenn, you're going to meet Sherry Marquez, the dog mystic, and we met. And now we're going to publish this book, and you're going to be a speaker at the Vibrant Living Summit upcoming. We announced the dates. And so we're going from the known to the unknown, right? We're going to this other place, and it's scary. because it's not known. The thing we, the practice we need is to go beyond the thought viruses that trick us into the this somehow this fiction story that it's a disaster. That's why just Gail declaring that as a doctor, declaring that the virus is weak and wimpy, and every day through our apple cider vinegar, our warm drinks, and passing that love and caring on to others. So I'm going to thank Ben for introducing me to the dog mystic.
I am very grateful. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah. Lisa's got like 16. Lisa, you got 16 dogs. Are they helping your immune system? Are your dogs cuddling up to you?
Yes. Actually, interestingly enough, they've been sleeping next to my head. I actually had a cat jump on my head the other night. It was quite interesting. But, you know, cats, their purrs have a healing frequency. It's been proven. So, you know, we have our animal helpers here, and you know, Mother Nature as well. You know, take your shoes off. You know, allow yourself to ground to the earth, and allow those healing frequencies to come inside. You know, and Glenn, I always love what what Paul Bragg would say: Doctor Fresh Air, Doctor Sunshine, Doctor Exercise. Right? Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's so beautiful. I was just acknowledging that when I met Paul Bragg. Paul Bragg opened the first health food store in the country. Paul Bragg saved Dr. Lane's life. Paul Bragg was just, when I met Paul Bragg unexpectedly, when I went to this hotel and I got given unexpectedly a bouquet of flowers to bring to Dr. Paul Bragg, and he opened the door, the ocean, when that door opened and I felt his aura, his human auric body, it transformed me in that moment. And he came up to me and he said, Glenn, he was in his 80s. He said, don't get into the habit of aging. Aging is a bad habit. Don't get into that habit. Don't listen to people's dead thinking. Focus on this quality of alive thinking. What is alive thinking? It's not sitting around listening to the TV and radio and getting post-traumatic stress by other people's dead interpretation. But Dr. Randall said, that's the kind of life energy. You want to realize that Dr. Randall is a scientist. And she's saying this is a weak virus. It's a weak virus. Claim your relational power for yourself and others. The third thing he said to me is, what other people think of you is none of your business. And he put his arm around me and transferred that energy to me. And he passed away within 6 months. But Paul Bragg is in my heart and soul. I dedicate my book to him called Unscripted Power. And he's going to be someone I dedicate the Vibrant Living Summit. Upcoming, it looks like it's going to be mid-August and October. I promise I'm going to give you dates by the end of the month. Here's the thing. If you're an author, a would-be author, and your whole work is about being a rainmaker, a game changer, call me. I'm selecting people now to be speakers and presenters at the Vibrant Living Summit. And I'm going to see if I can make this as relational and potent as I can. And if you're also interested in our new expanded Vibrant Living Network nationally, I'm at 413-345-3747. 413-345-3747. I'm going to give one more shout out to Marta. Marta? Marta Martinez? She got that six-year-old boy. He's strong.
Let me give my Instagram so people
please,
can find
please,
okay.
Please.
So it's at Dr. Gail Randall, and my website is drgmrandall.com. And this virus is weak if you know what its Achilles heel is. So look at those points that I put up there and what I just said.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have to have the right behavior. And then it's just like we found out with HIV. Once you understand its behavior, it can't have you.
Thank you. Does anybody want to share something? We got like 4 minutes to go. I want to thank Chris and the wonderful support and energy I get from the OM Times, and they will be behind us for the expanded network, the Vibrant Living Network. The write-up is coming soon, and we're excited about the summit. I want to thank Chris for being such a support and energizer of these things. We've been blossoming this vision for 2 years, and Chris is just fantastic. So thank you, Chris. Thank you. You guys are great. So, right now, one of you have a pulse to share something that you want the audience to really breathe into and exhale to. This is an open one. Anybody want to share something? You just want to pass on a torch for the week?
I've got one.
Please.
The sound lady here.
Yeah.
So you talk about breathing out and imagining the rainbow. So that's full spectrum light, right?
Yes.
Harmonics are full spectrum sound. And they do all kinds of wonderful things, you know, when you listen to them. But most importantly, I just want to say quickly, the Chinese have a sound that they make for the lungs, to strengthen the lungs. Ancient healing for the lungs. And it's just a matter of exhaling through pursed lips. So creating a resistance with your lips and forcing the air through really makes your lungs work to clear mucus, to clear stuff that's in there. So if you can't get to the harmonic immune support file, and just do some deep breathing with your lips really pursed, really tight, and force your lungs to work against that resistance. It will help strengthen your lungs.
Give out the free immune exercise for people. Master Sound Lady, Kathleen.
yes, it's go to thesoundlady.com under the shop tab and download it for free and listen to it for 15 minutes a day, and it will energize your immune system.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all deeply.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Love you guys. Your life's precious. Enjoy it. Your respiratory system's precious. The virus is weak. We're strong. Let's bless each other. Let's exhale together and see that rainbow color and pass it. I'm Glenn Brooks with the Vibrant Living Network. Thank you deeply. Much love to you guys.
Be
well.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Be blessed. Be blessed.